Hello and welcome to Girls Who Came to Sugar Bakers, where nerds and platonic life partners Erin and Leslie watch episodes of Designing Women, then recap, review, and share other fun things related to the show. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Erin.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm glad that you're here. How are you?
Why'd I ask that? Just looking at me. Good. We've had a okay day so far,
yeah? We had a good day.
Yeah.
Yep. You came over.
I came over.
Which is always plus.
Yes.
We watched Orphan Black.
Yep.
We had some hot dogs.
Yep.
And some French fries.
In pretzel buns. I think those were...
In pretzel buns.
It was a lot of bread, but it was exciting.
It was so
I wish
good.
I had skinnier pretzel buns. I could just make them. It's easy to make pretzels. You just have to dip them in the baking soda.
And water.
And then you make them.
Boiling. And
yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like you have to dip them in baking soda. That's what makes that skin.
Yeah. But if you, I think when I did it one time, you like mix it with water.
Yeah.
And you boil it and then you dip it in there.
As long as you dip it in baking soda, that's the whole thing. That's what makes it make the skin.
Okay.
And then you bake it.
Yeah.
Also with bagels, you do stuff like that too. Like you have to boil them and then bake them do it properly. The New York style. Anyway.
And then we watched our episode so we could talk about it.
It was fun.
And then we watched some Parks and Rec.
Because you have to.
Because you have to. We ate hot dogs.
And Leslie, what day is it?
It's Will Smith Day.
Yeah, it is. A.K.A. July 4th.
Independence Day
or whatever nonsense.
Will Smith and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Like, that's today. Hamilton memes and Independence Day. That is how I am celebrating.
Oh, man. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
That's what I always want to say whenever, like, I think about... You did send me the punch. I could have been a barbecue.
Could have gone to a barbecue.
Yeah, I do remember that. That is so strange that they... That was so smart of the movie people to be like, we're going to have this, like... huge ass movie come out on like a big American holiday where it's like America wins or whatever. Basically, I mean, other people in the world are in there, but it's like America wins.
It's like America wins and thus the world wins.
Yeah. I remember I went to see it in the theater. Did you?
Too. Yeah. Chris and I went to see it.
Of course you did.
Yep. That's why it's our thing.
That's adorable. Yep.
My brother and I watch it every year. Sometimes together, mostly separately, but we text each other jokes.
You haven't watched it. Are you going to watch it?
I am going to watch it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So that's today. I don't like, we're not that patriotic. You know what's funny is like my dad had a, it's fine. I don't like hate America or anything like that. No. My dad had a little like one of those window flags for your car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And he was like, do you want this for your car? And I was like, I'm not that patriotic that I'm like going to be waving a little flag. He was like, me neither. That's so funny. Some people like love America. It's kind of hard to... Now let's not get political,
but we're
tangled.
Having a rough time right now.
Do you want me to
I'm good.
Do anything? Yeah, come like the other way. Yeah. Go like underneath. Yeah, there you go.
All right, there we go.
The joys of being together. We get tangled. Little tangled microphones.
There
Leslie,
go.
There's no one else I'd want to have my microphone tangled with. I'm sorry. I was trying to be stupid,
yep.
And I succeeded at being stupid.
No,
oh my god,
that was beautiful.
No,
thanks, buddy.
Ridiculous. Did you have? Oh shit! Did you have a sugar breaker moment? Ooh, we don't have to.
Did I? Do you have one? Do you want to go first? Think about it.
Oh god, why just sorry everyone's ears. I just blew into the microphone. I went like into the microphone.
I'll try to edit that out.
Oh no, it's just gonna be like a breeze. It's gonna be like you just suddenly were at the ocean and that was a wave, a tsunami was coming. I wish I didn't say
tsunami.
That. Did we do anything else fun this week?
We did go out with Philip and Kara last night.
That was fun.
That was fun. Haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them since I came back yet.
Yeah.
I've never really been that type of person. Although it's cute when people invite me to, who just like go out for like a drink and sit and talk with a friend and then like leave. That's never been something I've done that much. I feel like I have sometimes, but like people love to do that. They'll be like, hey, let's go for a drink. Oh, okay. And I just haven't done that very much. So it's cute, especially... That bar is pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's like all like local. Of course, it's local people, but I mean, usually it's people who like live kind of close there.
Yep.
Because you don't know about it otherwise. It was kind of fun walking. Nope, opposite. Driving there and going past places that have built up in the past year that mm-hmm. since I've been back, or like in the past 2 years since I've moved and haven't noticed things kind of changing and stuff. Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. Was that enough of like a sugar breaker? What kind of week have we had?
I don't remember.
Did I see you on Sunday?
No.
Oh my god, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I don't even know. Yeah, I guess that's our... Wow, we gotta work on this. So I did go on my hike last time we were talking about... We didn't have one last time, so we're gonna go forward in time. I did hike the next day after our last episode. That was hilarious because I went to a different park. Well, a different part of the park. I've been here before, but maybe just a different entrance or something. Then I meant to go on one trail that I thought was 4 miles. It turned out to be 0.4. But it still took a very long time because there were like 8 to 12 different trails shooting off of the trail. And I didn't realize that because it's just like so many like little like warm paths of where people have walked. I was like, okay, I'll follow that. And then it was funny because the real trail is like soups little and just has like little like posts just sticking up about flora and fauna of like the forest, and it's like cute. It's just like a cute little trail. What I went on was like murderous. Like I was like, wow, okay, swamp. I'm gonna go down this hill, but I'm gonna be very aware of my footing because I can't just like a joke to you that like that's how an X-Files starts.
Yep.
Because I was by myself, and I was there were not that many people because it was like a weekday, if I fell, I could have like hurt myself. And so I was being very careful. And then I went, I guess I was like still following this trail. I was like, this does not seem right. I ended up by the creek, which is horrible because there were so many bugs biting me. And I was like, damn it. Didn't put on bug spray because I'm ridiculous. Out. I know it was kind of hot. And I had to just kind of scramble over like a fallen tree, which was, and it was funny because it was just kind of tapping into my resources of like what to do in situations. I was like, oh, how do I find like the best place to stand to climb over this giant tree? And like I was like, this does not seem right. And it got to be a lot farther with like a lot it got to be a lot more blocked further along. And so I was like, I'll just turn around. And then I just went another way. I was like, I don't think that way I came down is how I'm supposed to go back up. So I went like 4 or 5 different ways. Then I just kept hitting dead ends. I was like, okay. I just like looked at that hill and like rolled up my sleeve. I was like, I guess I'm just climbing up this hill. Cause that's actually to me scarier in case I like slip.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's fine. I went back up and then I got back on the actual trail and then I was done. Cause it was 0.4 miles instead of 4. I was like, oh, I guess that's it. And then I went to see, and like why I was there is funny because I had Wi-Fi and I mean, I had like coverage, I mean, on my phone. And so I looked up when the next like Wonder Woman showing was, and it was in, I think, a while. But then it only took me like 10 minutes to drive to the theater because this is a magical land that is not Manhattan and you can get somewhere. I was like, oh, God, how many miles away is it? That's going to take like 45 minutes to an hour. No, like 10, 15. Like 10 minutes. So I did everything. I hiked and I went to see Wonder Woman. That was fun. I was the only one there. And it was great because I could buy my ticket and small popcorn and a large Coke Zero because I was thirsty for like as much as a regular ticket is in Manhattan. I'm really yay, loving like I didn't hate Manhattan by any sense of the means like word, but like you have to love it to stay there.
Yeah.
And I'm not missing some things by like aka how expensive it was. Mm-hmm. I'm not missing that at all. Also because I was a broke grad student while I was there. So yeah, it's like I got to do a lot of fun things, but some of the life stuff like groceries or whatever or like transportation, I don't miss how expensive that was or how long it took to get everywhere. And then I went to the wrong used bookstore for like an hour. Found plenty of things, go up to the register and I had like my gift certificate and they're like, oh, that's not us. this bookstore is a block down the street. And I was like, oh god, I knew that, I guess, but I didn't like, I don't know, act like I've never been here before because I just haven't lived here for 2 years and I hadn't really been to either of the places. So I haven't been to that place or the one that I actually had the gift certificate for. Mm-hmm. But I went there yesterday.
Yeah,
it was
you
great.
Got some cool stuff.
I did. I got John Coltrane's Love Supreme, which I've wanted to forever, which got me a free ticket into like a showing of something they're doing on Thursday, which I may or may not make it to because of work. But that I was the last person on the list, so that's cool. And a limited edition gold vinyl of Hunky Dory by David Bowie.
Nice.
A patron saint. And a $1 copy of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which is my favorite holiday movie that I watch besides Home Alone. Wow, that was really long.
That's okay.
So I guess I had a sugar baker moment.
You did.
Kind of like, but we haven't really, we need to do some more cool stuff.
Yeah.
We need to make some plans.
Make some plans.
Do some cool things. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
What do we watch this week?
So this week we watched season 3, episode 11, which aired February 13th, 1989, which is interesting when she's talking about that in-between time when people mm-hmm. are kind of like sad. I was like,
yeah
it's people real. Get real sad between New Year's and February 14th.
This aired on Galentine's Day before Galentine's Day existed.
Yes. Very appropriate. The title is The Naked Truth. We're talking about hitting something on the nose. Mary Jo, Charlene, and Anthony feign nonchalance at a nudist colony. The Sugar Baker's nieces visit. The Sugar Baker's nieces are played by Gina and Mary Dixie Carter, which the trivia on IMDb
fun fact
says the parts of Jennifer and Camilla Sugar Baker were played by Mary Dixie Carter and Gina Carter, Dixie Carter's real life daughters.
So cute.
I love that she named her daughter Mary Dixie Carter.
Yep.
Like, this is my daughter.
This is my daughter. Dudes do it all the time, so.
It's so cute.
There we go.
I bet Mary Dixie was the one that, like, looks like Dixie.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's adorable.
Yep.
So what happened this episode?
So this episode, we started Sugar Bakers as per usual.
Yes.
Charlene is staring off into space. Mary Jo notes that she's awful quiet and asks what she's thinking about. And Charlene says, I was just wondering what Dan Quayle is, what he's up to, what he's thinking about. Thought about calling him. And, you know, he could probably get through. He's not doing anything right now.
He's not doing anything right now.
Give him some moral support. Jeez. Keep your chin up, Dan. It's going to be okay, Dan.
What?
And she's
I imagine they're saying this, that, like, he's useless. Is that what they're saying?
I guess so.
He's not doing anything right now. Like, he sucks right now is what they're probably saying. Not that he's, like, bored and, like, taking up crocheting or something. Yeah.
And she's like, no, I can sympathize. I'm feeling kind of blah myself. It's that weird time after the holidays where it's not Christmas anymore, but it's not spring or summer yet. It's just kind of winter and kind of blah.
Yeah.
That's
wait, Dan Quayle is the president at this point. Sorry, vice president at this point, I meant to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Vice president at this point. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, late 80s.
That's hilarious.
And Mary Jo says that she gets the blues too. It's this time of year she notices the things that are wrong with her life. Example, there's a closet she's been wanting / needing to clean out for 19 years or so. Mm-hmm. She's like, but I think about it and then I decide to wait and see if the house might burn down first.
Have you ever felt like that? Like, I could do this or I could just wait for like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Or like the house to burn down.
Yeah.
But you've felt that with this house lately. You're like, I don't want to fix that shit.
I don't want to do any of this. I don't do any of it.
No.
She also took Brownie, who I assume is her dog that we never see, to the vet.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that he should be castrated to protect the breed because he has this huge overbite. And
oh, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I heard all of this and I thought they were talking about an actual human. Protect the breed of humans. I did not know what they were talking about.
No, just the dog.
Oh, geez.
And so they're talking about buck teeth and then Suzanne comes in at the tail end and says she hates buck teeth.
Yeah, she's like, she agrees that castration is like the answer.
Yes, and she thinks they are talking about a human.
I'm very much Suzanne in a lot of ways.
And Suzanne says that whatever they're talking about has got to be dumb because they're always talking about dumb.
Yeah, they're like, we weren't even talking to you. She's like, we're talking about something dumb, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because Charlene always talks about how she wishes she and Bill had more romantic names. Like Wade. And Roxanne.
Okay, Roxanne, I'm behind. Wade. More romantic.
It's a romantic ass name.
Jeez.
No, it's not.
Wade.
And then Mary Jo's like, why are we all in such a rotten mood? And Suzanne says, well, I'm sick and tired of going on dates with old men and their nurses.
Oh, God.
At this point, Julia comes down. They're supposed to be going to the airport. And
she's all cutely excited.
She's so excited. Their nieces are coming to visit. And Suzanne's like, no, it's cool. I'll just drive on the shoulder. And then when a cop pulls us over, tell him that Julia's having some female hemorrhaging problem.
Jeez.
That always gets them running back to their car really quickly.
Oh, man.
And so these are Clayton's daughters that he only gets to see once a year because he and his wife are divorced. And, you know, he's got his issues and stuff. So
Clayton's the one we met, right? The brother we met. Okay. Well, there's only one, right?
There's only one.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And Julia says it's not his fault that he only gets to see them once a year. And Suzanne says, yes, it is. If he hadn't married someone who hates his guts, then they get to see their nieces more often.
Mm-hmm.
The phone rings. So this is like a weird plot combo for an episode. Because we have like the nieces are coming to visit.
Yeah.
And then the phone rings and it's some dude named Tom Ketcherside. And if Julia does not say so Tom funny. Ketcherside 18
oh,
times,
so good.
She does not say it once.
Yeah.
It's an old school friend of hers that she knew at Chapel Hill.
And I got excited. I didn't realize she'd gone to Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
I work in Chapel Hill right now. So I meet a lot of people who are like going at the hospital or the university. They come have lunch.
Oh,
yeah. It's cute. Yeah.
And he wants them to design like a game room or something like where he's at. And so he's like, well, you know, I got things to do today, but my partners will be happy to come and take a look and give you, you know, an estimate or whatever.
Yeah.
And they show up and it's a nudist colony. Anthony, Mary,
Joe, and
Charlie.
Soon as they came in, there was like a dude was wearing like a thong banana hammock, basically. Ooh. I think you were looking down. I see that past my screen. I was like, wait, what? And then nudity. Yeah.
And Anthony says, Mary Jo, are you sure this is the right place? And Mary Jo starts freaking out because no one has any clothes
on. Oh, it's so good. She is such a spaz.
Anthony will not look this dude in the face.
Nope.
And then we pan over to Mary Jo and Charlene, who were also not
looking like
face.
Straight up. She can't even. Nope.
And so Tom introduces himself and apologizes. He says that he didn't get a chance to tell Julia that he lived in a nudist colony. But
because, excuse me. Oh, no.
Because he thought she might know because some of their friends from college know. And Mary Jo's like, trust me, she did not know.
Does that not know.
Not a thing she knows about. And he talks about how they live just like everybody else, only we don't have clothes. He's heard great things about their business.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of friends who are just normal people. He's like, just like people in your neighborhood. Right, Anthony?
And Anthony My says, favorite.
Well, I wouldn't know. Not that many naked white people run around my neighborhood.
I loved it so much.
Accurate. And then they were like,
I clapped.
Yeah,
when
you
he
did.
Said that, I was so happy.
And so at this point, Anthony's like, oh, you know, I think we need to go. We have another appointment, and y'all wanted to pick up that something log from Stuckey's. Some sort of
log. Oh, pecan log? Like those things that they eat? Yeah. Hey, now. What is
I'm sorry.
Going on?
I'm sorry. I did not have enough today.
Well, he's asleep.
So they talk about, the guy talks about how he wants new furniture and carpeting and all of this other stuff and asks them what kind of furniture that they see in here for the remodel. And Mary Jo's like, well, for starters, we could eliminate wicker.
I can't believe it. And they went on. That was the commercial break. I was like, y'all are too much.
Too much. And so they go back to Sugar Bakers. And they're all talking, and Charlene says, you know, for all of Julia's liberal ideas, she's really kind of a prude. Like,
yeah, what do we think she'll think of this, basically?
Yeah, what's she going to think about this? I can't imagine her standing in a gang of naked people.
Yeah, I like how it's a gang.
A gang of naked people.
Jeez.
And Mary Jo's like, well, you know, she wouldn't really have to go out there that much. She could just handle her in from the office, so to speak.
I can't believe that's such a corny joke.
And then Mary Jo kind of starts defending these people, these nudists, and how she says how it's wrong to discriminate against them just because they're naked. And she says, here we go again.
Here we go again.
Sorry.
Jummy, just like take over. Just let Leslie take it. You can just be Jenny Slate. You can just take your ecstasy nap real quick.
Take my ecstasy nap in the middle of the day.
That was what just happened in Parks and Rec. We need to give people a little bit of context.
Yeah, when she's playing Mona Lisa.
She's like, I have to take a nap real quick. Ecstasy takes forever to leave my system. Yeah. So funny.
And Mary Jo's like, you know, I wouldn't want to live that way. But they make a point. Like, we do sort of hide behind our clothes.
Yeah.
And then she says, did you see that one man?
Guys.
And Charlene says, yeah, I saw
him. I saw that. I like that.
And Mary says, I thought all men looked alike. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, geez.
And Anthony's like, bye.
Bye. See you later.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then they continue
their conversation. To be fair, Mary Jo's only seen, like, two penises. She's had sex with two penises.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
But she couldn't stop looking. No. She points that out.
My goodness.
And Charlene says she never saw that many people naked except for in National Geographic.
Oh.
And these people look
this bad. Comment where she's like, what, Africa's hard
maybe
on?
Maybe gravity is harder on you in Africa.
Oh, jeez. That yep. is not right.
And then she tells a Rose story about how when she was little and her friend
weird
came over.
Story.
And her brother Robert never wore any pajamas. So, like, after bedtime, she and her friend got flashlights and, like, stacked up books and, like, spotlit him.
Oh, God.
And he woke up screaming because he thought he was being run over by a car.
That's horrible.
So weird. So now the nieces arrive, and they are basically mini Julia and Suzanne.
I love it.
Jennifer and Camilla. And Jennifer is all about big hair and tiaras.
Yep.
Since she was little.
She even wears, like, hair pieces.
Yep. She has the hair pieces.
Wow.
And Suzanne comes in, and Jennifer's like, thanks, Aunt Suzanne, for getting the bags. You know, I would do it myself, but I have a pinched nerve, and I can't lift things. And Suzanne says, that's all right. I usually have a pinched nerve myself. I just forgot to mention it before you did.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, Camilla, is talking about the plane ride and how she hates perky, self-righteous flying bimbos.
That was such a jump.
That was a lot. Well,
because she wanted two desserts.
Yes. And the what are they? Flight attendant.
Flight attendant wouldn't give
her two desserts.
But that's, yeah, that's standard. They probably don't even have two desserts.
No.
Don't we get extra dessert?
I don't get dessert. We get peanuts. Well, I don't fly that.
Well, if you
often.
Have like a meal. Meals usually come with something like a dessert.
But she only got one. She wanted two.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. So Julia wants to fix them a snack, and she's gotten this fancy like ham and stuff from Virginia.
Yeah.
And Cam's like, no, thanks. I don't eat animal flesh. And then the complete opposite. Jennifer's like, do you have any thinly sliced veal and cream sauce?
Yeah.
Like, no, thinly, yeah, sliced veal.
Veal, yeah.
And cream sauce.
Yeah.
Cam goes to Yale, and Jennifer goes to Southern State, which is in Mississippi.
Yeah.
She was put on probation for dating the chancellor, and his wife found out.
Oh, dear.
Who is the dean of women?
Women. We got dean some women. We got to dean them.
We got to dean them.
Got to need a dean of women. What?
And Suzanne's like, Mississippi. I can't believe it. Mississippi. Suzanne's like, I can't believe it. That same thing happened to me. And Suzanne wants Jennifer to stay with her, and Kim can stay with Julia. And Jennifer says, which one has a live-in maid? And Suzanne says, I do. And Jennifer says, I'm yours.
I can't believe I just, like, shook my head at you. They can't see that on a podcast. I was like, nope. this is on video, right?
This is video.
Oh, geez.
Always. Nah. So the next morning, Julia comes down. She and Camilla stayed up late talking. And Julia points out how she's got quite a mouth on her. And Julia couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Mm-hmm.
She's never met someone with an opinion on everything from the Iran-Contra to the decadence of a preppy lifestyle. And she's like, you know, she's going to need to, like, temper her opinions with humor. Like, you can't just lecture somebody on every topic that comes up.
Yeah.
Mary Jo's like,
well,
you do that. You do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they're telling her about all the ways that she and Cam are the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And during this, Suzanne comes in, and she and Jennifer are not working out.
Nope.
They should switch kids, like the parent trap.
I thought that too when it happened. I was like, that's weird.
Parent trap. Parent trap. And Suzanne says, you know, we just didn't hit it off. She's a teenage nymphette who thinks every man in the place has the big pants for her.
I can't. The big pants.
The big pants.
Does that mean
yeah,
boner? Your
I
pants
guess.
Get bigger because it's being pushed out by your penis.
I guess
that's weird.
But your pants aren't any
we're
actually
calling,
any bigger.
We're not calling
bigger.
Any of that. That
it's not
happening.
It's not how that happens.
What kind of pants are you wearing? Some like hammer pants.
Parachute pants.
I was gonna say parachute pants. Yep.
Suzanne says
there's like a joke in there about like flying or something. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And Suzanne says, I love her because she's family, but she's completely self-absorbed. She let me carry all the luggage upstairs when Suela was not working. Took her 3.5 hours to get ready.
Oh, no.
Sorry. For dinner.
Yeah.
And she says, please, I never take more than two.
Jeez.
Then after dinner, there were lots of long-distance phone calls on Suzanne.
Yep.
And she wrote her boyfriend's phone number on a guest towel in a letter pencil.
Wow.
And Mary Jo's like, maybe you're just upset because she's usurping your territory. Mm-hmm. And Suzanne says, I don't even know what usurping your territory means. I love that. And Charlene says, I can't believe how much they are like the two of you. Like, yes. Even they bicker like the two of you bicker.
They're sitting beside each other's point.
Yep. And Mary Jo says, but you know, y'all aren't aware of it because you've been doing it for all of your life.
Yeah.
And Suzanne says that she used to wish they were more alike so that she could talk to Julia about hair and makeup and men. But now I don't think I'd like it very much.
Yeah.
And Julia says, yeah, I often wish I could talk to you too. And Suzanne says, about what? Just anything.
Anything? I knew just going to say anything.
And Julia says she likes being the mouth of the family and likes Suzanne getting on her nerves and being the shallow one. And Suzanne says, yeah. If you were the pretty one, then it wouldn't be half as much fun for me to be the pretty one.
Wow.
Julia's like, you just went too far.
Rude. Yep.
One step too far.
Yep. It was cute for a moment.
Anthony just got back from Tom's, and he's like, boy, if you thought it was tough going standing up, try knee level.
This one took me a minute. I was like, why was he at knee? Oh, yeah. No.
And Julia still is not aware that they are a nudist colony. And Anthony is telling like Mary Jo and them that the board wants them to bring the sketches by so that they could like look at them and approve them or whatever. And they want to replace the burlap stools because some people got rope burned.
Oh dear. Who has a burlap stool?
Why? Don't do it.
I feel like maybe in bars at some point they would have them, but maybe. Like, no.
But in a place where people are naked all the time.
It should just be like wooden.
Why would you ever have that?
Yeah.
And Mary Jo says that when they went out there, they got a little surprise. And she's like, how the hell did you know Tom in college? Julia says, well, you know, we just went out once or twice. And Charlene says, did you ever see him naked? Julia says, of course not.
I like how.
And Charlene says, get set. You're going to now.
Oh, jeez.
And that's when Mary Jo says that Tom is a member of a colony. And Suzanne says, you mean he's a leper? No, silly. He's a nudist.
Oh, jeez.
And Julia says, when you met with him, he did not have any clothes on. Mary Jo says, honey, nobody had any clothes on. Not one person.
Room of nudies.
She said there was a huge game room just full of arms and legs and breasts. Boob count. And hoo-haws.
Hoo-haws and something else. What's she called?
She said something else.
Hoo-haws and wahoos, I think. That's what she called the penises, I guess.
I guess.
All right.
And Suzanne says, that's ridiculous. What's the point of getting married if you can see somebody naked without paying for
it? Not paying for it. Jeez.
Without paying.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia's trying to be rational about this. And she says, we should treat them as any other client.
Yeah.
You know, we probably make way too big a deal of people not wearing any clothes anyway. And then they're all talking about how they hate it when people act immature. Mm. And then Mary Jo's like, who's going on Friday? Julia, you need to go because you need to talk to Tom. I need to go because I did the sketches. Charlene, are you going? Charlene's like, yes.
Yeah.
Suzanne says, well, I'm going too. Why?
It was so cute. I love like, the delivery of this. She's like, I hate when people are so immature. And then you just, her face. And she's like,
yeah,
she is being immature. But so is Charlene. Like, they all want to go.
Everybody wants to go. And look at all the naked people. They all come back later to Sugar Bakers, presumably after their visit. And Mary Jo's like, I don't think that could have gone better. Don't you think they like the sketches? I think they love the sketches. And Suzanne's like, we established in the car that they like the sketches.
Yeah.
Stop talking about your sketches.
Yeah.
And Charlene says, Julia, I thought you were incredible. Like, there was a nude man that you used to date, and he just walks up and kisses you, and you didn't even bat an eyelash.
I would bat so many eyelashes. Unless he really stood back.
Yeah.
I would feel kind of odd. Like your penis is on my leg.
Ew.
I know.
And Suzanne said, compared to backstage at Miss America, Slim Pickens. I don't know what y'all are so impressed about.
What? But also, there are not naked men normally at the back. What kind of Caligula background is going on at this contest I don't know about? Orgies and shit. Jeez.
And Suzanne says, if it doesn't look good, don't stick it out on your front porch.
Okay.
Their nieces are getting ready to leave. And Anthony is like, comes in. He's like, okay, you know, we're all packed for the airport. And it's a good thing we own a moving van.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's like, I don't have that much stuff. And Cam says, traveling with you is like being on Cleopatra's barge. And Julia says, don't forget to write. And Jennifer says, I don't write letters, but you can call if you want.
Oh, wow.
And then she asks Anthony if they can stop at a drugstore because she needs, like, blush that has sparkles in it or something. Mm-hmm. And Cam's like, if you want red cheeks, just let me slap them for you.
So funny.
And Mary Jo says, like, this is after they leave. She asks Julia, she's like, you know you took art classes and you're all sophisticated. But tell the truth. Didn't it throw you a little bit? Julia says, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And Mary Jo says, talk about keeping eye level. Didn't you look down just like a little bit? And because she acts it out, she's like, she's when so you're talking, didn't you just do this? And then like her eyes dart like, down for like half a second and so then come good. Back up.
You go antipods. It was so good.
And Julia says, well, maybe once or twice. And then they all start giggling. And she says, I did notice that man with the fur on his back. Did you notice him?
Oh, man.
And Julia's like, notice him? How could you not? I thought he had on a vest. And then Mary Jo says, how about the man he was playing ping pong with? Like, he was so tall.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah.
I never saw behind that firm. And Suzanne says, it didn't look that firm to me. It looked fake.
Oh,
and they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, did you see his wife? Silicone City. Looked like a couple of party hats on her chest.
Wasn't like the last line. And of that the was kind of, yeah,
they're still like talking to themselves, but you can't really distinguish what they're saying anymore after that.
Are you guys done? That kind of hit like something was over. I was like, what? And because it came with a little music, and I was like, what?
Yeah. What? This is how it ends?
Oh, geez. So funny. Man, 80s sitcoms are so weird.
So weird.
I like them, but they're ridiculous. Speaking of naked people. Did you have a favorite outfit?
I did. I was going to try to find it really quickly.
I can talk about mine.
Okay. Did you have a favorite outfit?
Yeah. Mine was I don't know what she was wearing on the bottom. Probably just like a black dress. But it was Suzanne's first outfit where she has on a blouse that is black with tiny like white polka dots. And then she has like a little scarf tied around her neck in a bow that's yellow with little black polka dots. It's so cute.
So many polka dots.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I was like, no, don't pick Suzanne, you always do. And I was like, but the polka
dots.
But
she always has the best outfits.
So cute. Oh, it's great. What was yours?
Mine was Mary Jo's lime green shirt, man, with the black pants. Just like black dress pants with like a goldish belt. Mm-hmm. But she's got this lime green shirt on that doesn't sound like it would be flattering, but it looks great on her. It's like a wrap shirt.
Beautiful. I turned and I was like, wow, Mary Jo looks good right there.
Yeah, and her hair is like fully down, not just like half down. Yeah. And she just looks like very like confident and comfortable and just like owning it. And Yeah, she looks great.
She loved that outfit. It was probably breathable. She's always wearing all kinds of crazy stuff.
It looks
comfy.
She looks very relaxed.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good one. Is that our show?
That's our show.
We're so tired. We're just like going through it.
We are so
tired.
You
need to take a nap like right
now. Sorry, guys.
You've done like 8 yawns.
Pretty short. I know.
Is it short? How short are we at?
We're at 40 minutes.
Wait, including our talking beforehand? Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Quick episode for you.
Yeah.
Just include everything at the beginning.
I'll just do it that way. Yeah, we'll just, like, tack all the stuff on.
You almost should. It's not that
I
bad.
Might. Yeah, just tack it
just
on
so
at the end.
Just so have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So you get all of our shenanigans this week, guys.
Yay.
Aaron's going to read to you about Caesar Day.
Caesar's
going to be great.
Learn all about sardines or whatever.
Anchovies, sardines.
Oh, are they anchovies?
I think. I always confuse them.
The wrong one.
I always confuse
them. Probably anchovies because that's more used in cooking.
Okay.
Sardines are just like you just eat them. But like anchovies, people put them in to make things like salty.
Oh, yeah.
But then also, is it Worcestershire sauce is made out of sardines?
Oh, maybe.
Is that what it is, maybe?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
It may have been that was what the conclusion was. That they're like, the original, back to it, guys. The original Caesar salad dressing didn't have whatever tiny fish it has, but it did have Worcestershire sauce.
Anchovies.
Worcestershire sauce is made from anchovies.
Yes.
So no sardines were harmed in the making of any Caesar salads. I'm just making up stuff. Wow, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
We will see you
guys
next
week. Bye.
Just need to know our friendship won't end.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Hello. Hello, buddy. Oh, here, I'll pull up
the holidays.
I mean, obviously we know what it is, but
it's the day Will Smith saved us from the aliens.
Yep, it's that. That's the.
That's why we celebrate.
That's what, in honor. What was it? In honor of Will Smith.
In honor of Will Smith, we will be closed.
Y'all are some damn crazy bitches. I love it.
Will Smith and Lin-Manuel Miranda. That is why we celebrate this day.
I don't know what is going on with anybody.
Independence Day and Hamilton memes. That's really, and hot dogs. That's what you need.
Yeah. Wow. The Google one is like weird. Oh my God. What? What's happening? Okay. You can get emailed what day it is. Okay. That's, it's not June 7th. Let's go ahead and look at what today is. How about that? Oh, there's, I just found their little thing. National Day Calendar is the authoritative source for fun. Just leave it at that.
Is it?
Fun, comma, unusual and unique national days. Since our humble beginnings on National Popcorn Day in 2013, we now track nearly 1,500, almost 1,000, national days, national weeks, and national months. Funny. Where's today?
Popcorn Day.
Popcorn Day. 2013. Today?
2013.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's when they did National Popcorn Day.
Oh, that was the first day. Okay,
that was the
got
first
it.
Day. That was, but since their humble beginnings.
But it's not 2013.
Something, since
humble was, beginnings.
There was a humble beginnings. So today is stupid.
Independence, is it stupid day?
It's Independence Day. We'll just probably talk about Will Smith. Independence Day, National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day, National Caesar Salad Day.
It is not salad that's, day. No one is eating a salad.
I eat like 2 to 3 salads a day.
Everyone is eating not salad.
Like my breakfast and dinner on the day before yesterday was salad.
That's good. That's good for you.
No, it's just
not today.
It's just because we have all, I'll probably eat a salad tonight. It's probably gonna
be all, oh, you'll be celebrating
then.
We
have all the salad stuff at home. Caesar salad though. I'm gonna read to you National Caesar. Email I got. Sorry, it's like email. I was like, what?
A2 Brute.
No, I know. A delicious food holiday, National Caesar Salad Day, is celebrated on July 4th of each year. Why? A classic Caesar salad dressing includes a few ingredients that make some people a bit squeamish, but the flavor is undeniably a name-making recipe.
Do I want to know what's in Caesar dressing? They just said it's going to make you squeamish.
Wait, do you not know?
No. It's fine. You can tell me.
Wait, no. It'll ruin your life.
No, it's okay. I don't eat it that often.
It's only done this way by weirdos in like restaurants that make their own.
Oh, so it's not in the bottle that you buy.
No.
All of that is just flavors and preservatives.
I'm sure it's just flavors and preservatives. It's probably the only thing. Because real Caesar salad dressings include, with anchovies and raw or coddled egg as the main ingredients, Parmesan, Dijon mustard, and lemon juice to brighten it all up, and a dash of salt to bring it all together.
Gross.
Chef Caesar Cardini developed a salad that has stood the test of time. How do you say it? That's not right. What's happening over there?
The pad is
gone. Oh no!
It's bad.
Topped on a who needs these little booby prisons? Topped on a bed of romaine lettuce. Yeah, you know, so they're housed. They're jailed for the day. Freedom. We're about to talk about
it is Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day, and we're going to talk about nudists. So
we are freedom. Sorry, please continue your story.
It's like when a. Oh man, when Emma and I talk about we talked about the shit.
No, I don't remember that.
There was a thing about God. It was like the funniest joke Emma's ever done. I know I'm like obsessed with her lately. I don't know why.
She's amazing.
I don't know why she just keeps coming up. But we're talking about there was like a kilt run that they do here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to ask her what that joke was because she made a really funny joke where she said freedom like in she was like talk to this guy about that and it was like Braveheart dude and I don't know like William Wallace and she just like the joke was so funny and now I can't remember it had something to do with like booby prisons made me think about it but now I don't remember. Okay, Chef Caesar Cardini developed a salad that has stood the test of time. Topped on a bed of romaine lettuce with croutons and some more freshly grated Parmesan, the Caesar salad is on nearly 50% of the restaurant menus across the country.
Cool.
Within our research, we were unable to identify the founder of National Caesar Salad Day. However, this day is important to the history of the Caesar salad. It was on this hall.
What?
Here we go. It was on this holiday weekend in 1924 that Cesar Cardini created the Caesar salad for his elite Hollywood crowd at his Tijuana, Mexico restaurant for the Independence Day weekend. As part of the service, he made a large display of mixing the salad before his guests in the middle of the dining room, tossing the ingredients dramatically. As a result, a tradition was born which continues today. The Cardini's original Caesar salad did not contain anchovies. The dressing called for Worcestershire sauce, which is derived from anchovies. Oh, I didn't realize
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's why it's not vegan. That was, I remember somebody told me that once. I was like, oh, I did not know. Or even vegetarian for that matter.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm so racist because this guy in this ad for Sling Television looks like that guy who's in like Machete. That guy. You know that guy?
You're what?
You know the Machete?
Oh, yeah. Donnie Trejo.
Donnie Trejo, there you go. It actually might be Donnie. Is that Donnie Trejo? Hold on. Look at his ad. Is that Donnie Trejo? Or is it just a guy that looks like him in a beanie?
I don't think it is. But it does look a lot like him if it's not him.
Television. And he is like, he has like a restaurant now. I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, what do we want to do for holidays?
Will Smith Day.
Okay, sounds good.
Anything else?
No.